Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest the mayor of Providence, Jorge Elorza. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Ian. It's great to be here.
Immigration reform was a focal point of President Trump's State of the Union address earlier this week. Democrats criticized Trump's remarks, including his statement that millions of immigrants compete with American citizens for jobs and wages. Mayor Elorza, you've expressed concern about DACA recipients in Rhode Island. Do Democrats have more to gain politically by opposing an immigration deal with President Trump than supporting one?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you my views on this. I think that our country has been a great country, and it's always had open, opened itself and welcoming to the outside world. That's what makes us great. In 2010, 40% of all Fortune 500 companies were founded either by immigrants or their children. There's something about immigrants in particular that make them entrepreneurial and will overcome whatever challenge. What's really frustrating about the national debate is that immigrants are being scapegoated for so many of the challenges that we have in this country. But it's important to push back on the administration and tell them that facts still matter. You know, you look at the crime rates of immigrants versus natives. Immigrants have lower crime rates. Cities with larger amounts of immigrants, they have lower crime rates. And so, you know, what's not right is scapegoating immigrants for the challenges that we have. And certainly when we have our dreamers, young people who were brought to this country, they personify what it means to be an American. You know, they deserve the opportunity to work, to serve in the military, and to finish their school. So I hope that at the national level, we find a solution for our dreamers.
If push comes to shove, what are you prepared to do as mayor to protect DACA recipients in Providence from federal authorities?
Well, we'll do anything and everything that we can. Unfortunately, this is a federal issue, and we're going to continue to advocate at the federal level and here locally to make sure that dreamers are heard. What's important about this dreamer issue to me is that this isn't advocacy for a special interest group. I truly do believe that providing these opportunities for our dreamers is good for all of us. These are kids. They have done everything right. They're American in every way except on paper, and all they're asking for is the ability to go to school, to work, and serve in our military. That's great all around. We should embrace that.
You know, if you got in a car today in, say, Rutland, Vermont, and you drove through western New York and on down through Appalachia, you will run into every rural county that's full of older white people, frankly, and not many immigrants, and there's nothing going on. The economy is terrible in these areas. The opioid crisis is terrible in these areas. I do understand, however, why people like Senator Whitehouse caution against making a government shutdown just over the DACA issue. I think there might be some pushback on that, even from some of the Democratic base.
I don't think anybody's debating the value of immigrants. The question now before us is the political calculus in order to get something done for reform. President Trump's speech was a masterful, if not cynical, attempt to deepen his base and to get support from GOP legislators. Given that, I don't think the Democrats have much room for maneuvering. They're going to have to either take the whole package, which will include a path to citizenship for DACA, or nothing at all. The Democrats criticize the language, but they don't criticize the substance of the proposal, which suggests to me that it's a done deal.
Well, I do think they have criticized the substance of the proposal. I don't think you see many Democrats advocating for President Trump's border wall.
But they're not really, the focus of the criticism right now is not really on the specific substance of the package. They want a clean bill. They're not going to get a clean bill. They're going to have to take the package.
Yeah, and I think that's important. So on the one hand, the political calculus, somewhere around 70% of Americans, they favor the DACA program, support for dreamers. And so it's politically popular. What is this final trade-off going to be? You know, I think that this wall is stupid. It's a waste of money. You know, a $20 shovel will get you under. A $15 ladder will get you over. But, you know, we do have to have a serious conversation about shoring up the border. And what I mean by that specifically is, we know that fentanyl is coming in through our mail system, And, you know, I see that as shoring up the border. You know, how can we upgrade our systems through the United States Postal Service so that we can screen out which packages are bringing in fentanyl and other drugs into the country? That should be part of the border protection conversation that we're having, and not scapegoating, you know, people who, you know, are coming to this country seeking the American dream.
We're going to shift gears and talk about how one of the Republicans running for governor, Alan Fung, used a video this week to raise questions about public safety in Providence. Let's listen to an excerpt.
Providence is not the same Providence that I grew up in, and that is because of the failed leadership of the current governor taking her eye off the ball.
We should note a couple of things. First of all, crime in Providence has trended down for a number of years. Also, this is a bit ironic because back in 2014, when Gina Raimondo and Angel Taveras were in a Democratic gubernatorial primary, Raimondo used a similar line of attack against then-Mayor Taveras. But Mayor Alorza, you're the mayor now. I wonder, why do you think these political candidates are taking shots at public safety in Providence, particularly when it doesn't comport with the reality on the ground?
Right. Yeah. My reaction when I heard that is, you know, it's silly season, right? Campaigns are coming. And I think it's important for all of us to push back and remind folks that facts still matter and facts always matter. Mayor Fung mentioned the Providence of his youth. In the early 1990s, we had a crime rate that was twice as high as it is today. So I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about, but this is a page straight out of the Trump page, playbook, sorry. And it's fear-mongering, it's twisting the facts, and frankly, he should know better, and we need to call him out and anyone else who's going to distort facts to pursue any political agenda or gain political points.
Maureen, what do you make of this line of messaging from Mayor Fung?
Well, first of all, Mayor Fung has to get some other issue besides UHIP. I mean, this is, you know, Alan UHIP Fung, so he's seized on this one. But I do agree with the mayor. Given the popularity of Trump's overall message among certain constituencies and the fact that he's got a 32% approval rating, which is big among Republicans in this state, not only do we have to push back against Alan Fung, but I suspect all the Republican candidates for governor are going to pick up on some of these issues to do with violence, which is sometimes codes for immigrants. And I think that's a reality that we're all going to have to face as this gubernatorial election unwinds.
I think there's a little dog whistle racism here. Frankly, Providence is a very diverse city, more so than Cranston. And the governor's hands aren't clean here. What she did with these mailers to Angel Taveras when she was running against him was really nasty. And I thought had a racial dog whistle tinge to it also. But Fung, I just don't get this. I think the mayor's right. Just because you have a rash of shootings, it's a big city, 175,000 people, but it doesn't mean that crime's going up. I have to also criticize a little bit our colleagues in the television news business, because TV news gives people the impression that there's this wild outbreak of violent crime in Providence, when in fact, that's not true. And I think Chief Hugh Clements and his police department deserves a lot of credit for the job they're doing.
We're very short on time here, but Mayor Alorza, we know you're a big New England Patriots fan, a season ticket holder. What is your prediction for the big game?
So this is my prediction. You know, we've had so many close games. I have a feeling that this is going to be a blowout. You know, out of all these Super Bowls, we need one that's a comfortable victory. So I think the Eagles are going to make some mistakes. We'll take advantage of it. And knock on wood, we'll have a comfortable victory.
All right. You heard it here first, and we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Go Patriots, and good to be here.
And Providence Mayor Jorge Alorza.
Great to be here, as always.
Thanks for tuning in, and you can always find a lot more on our website at ripr.org.